our family.
Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harlitzky Fertility Clinic. Many people struggle when it comes to conceiving naturally, and this can be for a variety of reasons. While some women have health-related or genetic fertility issues that can be dealt with, there are others who simply cannot have babies at all. Male couples, single males, or women struggling to carry a baby full-term may worry that they're out of options, but of course, there is always surrogacy. Today's story is about Julie, a woman who helps other people fulfill their dreams of having a family by being a surrogate. Find out in the next few minutes from Julie what determined her to become a surrogate, what surrogacy means to her, the first steps of the journey and discovering Harlitzky Fertility Clinic, as well as a message for other women. Hello, Julie, and thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So we'd like to know everything or as much as you would like to tell us about you. So,
okay, I am a single mom. I have three boys. They are 5, 11, and 12, and I am a teacher. I've been teaching for 10 years, so next school year I'll be starting my 11th year, and I'm going to be teaching fourth grade this year. I live next door to my mom, and I just bought a house, so that's pretty exciting. I have a big dog. He weighs 70 pounds. It's a Labradoodle.
Big family.
Yes, I'm really close to my family. I have three brothers, no sisters. And my dad is from India and my mom is American. So I was born in Oklahoma and I still live in Oklahoma.
Single mom of three boys.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. So why you decided to become a surrogate?
So last summer, I was at the swimming pool, and I was talking to people like I do, and this girl came up to me and told me that she had just finished her second surrogacy, and so she just started telling me about it, and she said, you should look into it, and I said, well, no, I can't be a surrogate because my tubes are tied, and she said, no, you can still be a surrogate because you still have your uterus. And she said, I went through this agency. You should look into it. You know, if you like being pregnant, and I actually love being pregnant. I've had three successful pregnancies. I even went to India with my dad when I was 7 months pregnant with my third child. So pregnancy has never slowed me down, and I love the feeling of being pregnant. And so I started looking into it and found out that I could qualify with certain agencies, even though I'd had three C-sections and my tubes are tied. So I found Extraordinary Concepts and they accepted me. And that was last summer. And then in November, I got matched with a family, and so I've been on this journey for over a year now, and I've been matched since around Thanksgiving time.
What are the next steps? What part of the journey are you now at?
So I just got a message yesterday that I have full legal clearance. So the courts in Oklahoma have approved me. We're completely done with the legal process. So the next step now is we have to wait on my cycle. And once my next cycle starts, on day 2 to 4, I will start taking hormones. And then on day 10, they will do an ultrasound to make sure that the lining of my uterus is thick enough. And if it is, then they'll book me a flight and I'll be headed out to London for my embryo transfer.
So when is this likely to be?
Well, we're thinking that I will get my July cycle around July 11th. So that would mean that I would start hormones July 13th, and then I would get my ultrasound July 23rd. And so, yeah, it could be the end of this month, during the next few weeks.
I'm looking
Yes.
forward to meeting you.
Yes. Yes. So
Very
when I
kind.
come to London, I'll get to meet you.
Hopefully. Yes.
Okay.
I'm
Because
hoping.
I'm coming by myself, and I've never been to London, and I don't know anyone there. So I'm hoping.
Now you do.
Yes.
So we'll go sightseeing, okay?
Okay.
Before the treatment.
Okay.
Then you'll have to rest.
Okay. Yes.
So when you'll have to fly back?
So, with me being a teacher, I'm supposed to be back by August 5th to start. Teachers go back before the students. Our students don't start until August 11th. So, I think that I could talk my principal into letting me stay until August 11th, but we're a little concerned about the quarantine restrictions within Europe. So, I guess the agency's looking into all of that right now.
Yes.
But I might end up having to miss a few days of school, but I'm hoping I don't have to.
So you'll have to quarantine when you come here for
We
10
don't
days.
know. We haven't figured all that out yet. I might get clearance because I do have my vaccine. So I might, and then also with it being a medical procedure, maybe they'll make some exceptions.
Our family. So you're going to have the embryo transfer and wait for the 2 weeks. So the 2 weeks wait, you're going to fly back in the 2 weeks wait and find out
If
if
I
your
have
parents.
to,
Okay.
the clinic says they want me to wait for 2 days after the embryo transfer. So if there are no COVID restrictions, I should be able to fly back as early as 2 days. And since I can't do any sightseeing and I'm supposed to just rest and all that, I'd rather just come back home since my kids will be here.
Yes.
So I want to do all my sightseeing and everything before the transfer.
Okay. I'll
And
be
then come
ready.
back and talk
I'll be ready.
again.
Okay. So what do you know about Harley Street Fertility Clinic?
Oh, about your clinic. I actually don't know the history of the clinic at all. I don't
I
know.
will tell you. I
Okay.
can
Okay.
tell you it's a family clinic.
Okay.
Dr. Venkat is the main consultant and the director, the senior consultant, one of the senior consultants and the director. And we have a general manager, her son, Suvir, and then the market manager.
Oh,
But so
wow.
they are a family. And the
Okay.
thing is, the feeling you will see when you come in the clinic, the feeling of the clinic is that of a family. So we look after our patients. And even marketing is done with soul, you know? It's not hard marketing.
What I loved about my interview with the doctor is she was so one-on-one and personal with me, and she seemed to really care for me like you would care for a family member. So she asked me a lot of questions, and she just seemed that she was so invested in my health and what was best for me. And I really enjoyed talking to her, and I felt so at peace. And she answered all of my questions. I never felt rushed. So it was a really amazing experience talking to her.
Dr. Venkat. So people call her, she's like a mother. This is what they, she's like a mother.
Yes.
Or very good
Yes.
mother. Yes.
It's perfect.
So a message for other women who are considering surrogacy and are not sure. What would you like to tell other people, other women?
Well, there's a huge support system with being a surrogate, you know? So even me being a single mom, I don't feel alone, and there's people that I can reach out to all the time. But I do think it's important to have a good support system, maybe of friends or family that can help you. But I think the biggest thing, the biggest question I get asked is how are you what if you bond to the baby? Then what are you going to do when it's time for the baby to go home? And I say that I'm going into this knowing that I'm doing this for somebody else. This is actually not my baby. And I like the idea that it's an embryo. So it's not my egg. This baby is not related to me at all. So I've been kind of making a joke out of it. And I say that I'm my womb right now, I'm basically Airbnb-ing out my womb. So my womb is being rented out. And, but like I said, I love the feeling of being pregnant. So, but I'm done. I'm done with the baby part of my life. I'm done with the waking up in the middle of the night, you know? So it's like all the things that I love about pregnancy, and then I get to be off the hook after that. So this is actually really perfect for me.
It's amazing. I think it's amazing what you do, helping other people to achieve their dream of having a family.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm helping another family, and I'm actually happy to do it. I'm excited to be a surrogate.
So I'm looking forward to following your journey. We have to have regular Zoom calls to see how you are and how you grow to show
yes,
us.
Yes, I actually set up, I have a social media account to document my journey. And I have a lot of different ones. I did Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I have a YouTube account, but I haven't done anything on it. But I do have legal clearance with the intended parents that I can document my journey. I just cannot mention them. But as long as it's just about me, then I can document my journey. So I have some followers, and my surrogacy name is Sergalicious. So, you know the song Fergalicious? I don't know if you've ever heard that song. Yes. So it's like that, but Sergalicious.
I will look for you, and please look for us as well. We have to follow
okay.
each other.
Okay.
Ours is HSFC_UK.
Okay. I'll look for it.
So, I see you in London then.
Okay.
In a few weeks.
Okay.
What a wonderful conversation I had with Julie. Unfortunately, her treatment was a bit delayed. She's yet to have the embryo transfer, which will happen very soon. We will keep you informed with every step of her journey. I'd like to thank her for taking part in this podcast and to you for listening to it. Stay tuned for other amazing stories brought to you by the Harlech Fertility Clinic, a podcast produced and edited by Delia Corona.
Our family.